people out there, hey guys. Or hi people out there. Hi guys. It's Josephine here again with another episode of my podcast. Or the first actual episode of my podcast. So what are we gonna talk about today? Well, that's a good question. Because today I am going to be talking about some great bands and 80s music and music I listen to in general. And what was that? Something said Bluetooth connected. Did you hear that? Oh, I don't know. So, for starters, I just want to say welcome to any new listeners, and I want to say if you have a problem with my music taste, you can fluff the fluff off. So let's talk about some great bands. I am gonna start on talking about some of the bands and musicians in general that I listen to right now. Who I think are really great, and if you haven't heard of them, I would say maybe check them out. I don't know what your music genre is, but still, yeah. So, the Blues Brothers, very famous for the film The Blues Brothers. Great movie, could totally recommend it if you need a good laugh. Very, very overdone, and I love it. It's so great. It's with John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd. Two great actors. John Belushi is also a great singer. I think his name is John Belushi. I'm just gonna double check, because I'm not sure. Yeah, John Belushi. Ah, yes. Well, he was like, he was a great singer. I really think they did a great job on that movie. If you haven't watched it, 100% go and check it out. I could like really recommend it. Well, the Blues Brothers, they do, as you may think, blues music. Blues music and also, what's it called, rhythm and blues music. It's really great. I think most of their stuff is cover songs of like actual songs and stuff like that. But they've done a really great job with some of their music, especially with their song Soul Man. I'm sorry for sounding like this, but I'm sick right now, so I can't even like stop it. Well, let's talk about Soul Man. Soul Man is an amazing song. I think it's rhythm and blues, and I feel like, yeah, wait, what? No, is it rock? No, it's not. It's rocker, rhythm, and blues. I don't know. They did a really great job with that song. But yeah, they did Sweet Home Chicago too. Which I really loved. That's rhythm and blues and soul music, I believe. But I'm not 100% sure. And then in the movie, they had Aretha Franklin, I think the Queen of Soul, she was called. They had her sing Think. Sorry for my pronunciation, I'm still sick. I'm gonna apologize for that a lot. But like, when she sang Think, it was really, really great. She did a great job. But, well, what do you expect? It's Aretha Franklin. She always does a great job. Or did. I'm not sure if she's dead or not. Oh, well. Yeah, so that's my Blues Brothers obsession. I could talk for hours about the Blues Brothers, but I'm not, because I want to move on to other bands and musicians. So let's talk about a new favorite of mine, Robert Johnson. And yes, Robert Johnson may sound familiar. Robert Johnson, he is also. Was also a blues musician and a great, like a great guitarist. He sang a song called Crossroad Blues that I like really love. Crossroad Blues, Me and the Devil Blues, Hellhound on My Trail. He also sang Sweet Home Chicago, and I think he was the first one to do Sweet Home Chicago. Like, I think he wrote it, but I'm not sure. I know the Blues Brothers did a cover of it because they did a lot of blues music in that movie. But I think Robert Johnson might have been the first one to sing Sweet Home Chicago, but I'm not sure. Well, yeah. So, Robert Johnson, a great blues musician, a great guitarist. It is believed that he sold his soul to the devil to become a better guitarist. Now, I don't know if that rumor is true. I do not personally believe in God. I believe in the idea that there is a God, but I don't directly believe in a God in any shape, way or form, way, shape or form, or whatever you say. So yeah, but Robert Johnson, I could 100% like say check him out. I think he is from the 30s, but I can't be 100% sure. But the 30s is my best guess. So yeah, 100% go check him out. Robert Johnson, if you, yeah. I think he's also known as Leadbelly or something like that. But yeah, let something. yeah. Wait, no, that's not him. That's another singer. Sorry, that was another blues singer, Huddy William Ledbetter. That's Leadbelly, and it's just me confusing all those old blues singers. But yeah, he was great too, Leadbelly, but not one of my favorites though. So, let's talk about another great blues singer, Etta James. Now, let me just tell you that Etta James has done some incredible work during her time. She did a great job with At Last. It's a that's a really beautiful song she did there, and she did I'd Rather Go Blind. I know Beth Hart did that too, as far as I remember, but Etta James did that also did like a great job with I'd Rather Go Blind. She was a singer in the 19. Oh god, she was a singer in the 19. What's it called? I want to say 60s. 19, like 60s. 1960s to 1980s, I think. That's what I believe. I'm not 100% sure, but I think so. But she was a really great musician. Now, this is mostly blues, but what I'm like saying right now. But yeah. And then, if we go to something that isn't blues, some more, I think, country style, we can go to Kenny Rogers. Oh, wow. I don't know if you know Kenny Rogers. I know he died this year. I was very, very sad when... I was, like, extremely sad when he died. But he did country music. Some great country music. He did The Gambler. Coward of the County and Lucille. Just, like, a few examples. He also did Islands in the Stream with Dolly Parton. Also a great song. But yeah, Kenny Rogers, he was, I believe, 70s. He also did some stuff in the 80s. But I think it's mostly 70s. Yeah. And I think he did a tiny bit in the 90s and 2000s, but not enough that's worth mentioning. But yeah, he did. So he has made some beautiful music, some great music that I could listen to forever. I'm saying a lot because yeah, I can, and you can, and you can't do anything about it. So yeah. Now let's talk about... Oh wow, there are so many. Let's talk about Cliff Richard. Now, I don't know if you've ever heard about Cliff Richard, but Cliff Richard was an amazing singer. What's he called? Yeah, Cliff Richard. He really did a great job. He has made a song, or some songs, for example, Summer Holiday or Living Doll. He also made a song called We Don't Talk Anymore or Devil Woman. He did some great work with those songs. He is a man that one can listen to for a very long time, at least I can. And I think he was, he did stuff in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and a little bit in the 80s, as far as I remember. But he's really done some great stuff. He's luckily still alive to make more great stuff for us, or more great music for us. And I'm very, very happy about that. Now, let's talk about one of mine and my grandfather's personal favorites. Stumbling In with Susie Quattro and Chris Norman. Now, this is not a musician or a band, but it's a great song. We listen to it every time we're driving somewhere. Stumbling In is just such a great song. But they did a really cool music video. I think the genre is rock. I've listened to this song a lot, a lot. I think it's from 1978, which was a great year for music in general. Just the 70s, the 60s, 70s, and 80s, a lot of great music came out then, and I think it just doesn't get better than that. Now let's talk about someone who not a lot of people know, Bobby Bear. He made a great song called 500 Miles Away From Home. Now this song I don't know, it makes me feel happy, but at the same time, I think it has a meaning behind it. And I feel like there's more story to it, but I don't know, just 100%. Yeah, it's from 1963. It's a country song, and it's just great. It's a really great song, and I can 100% say listen to it if you ever have time or if you want to. Yeah. So we've talked about our fair share of country musicians and stuff like that. So let's talk about Smokey. Now, Smokey is a band with Chris Norman, the guy who sang Stumbling In with Susie Quattro. And I would say Smokey is a great band. Their song, Living Next Door to Alice, is really great. And they, like, at the concerts, I feel like, so, or I feel like, I think at most concerts, still to this day, that they sing, Who the Fuck Is Alice? In the end. Alice, Who the Fuck Is Alice? Now I know that's profanity, and I'm sorry, guys. But that's how they sing the song when it's live. Which I think, they did a good job. It's a fun song. Sorry, I'm yawning. And Lay Back in the Arms of Someone is also just like an absolutely amazing song. I listen to that song all the time. It just makes me feel so happy and warm and safe. I don't know why, it just does. It's just a great song. Now let's talk about something that can be a little more sad. Peter Cetera. You know Peter Cetera. Everyone knows that guy. He's done some all right music, and then he's done some shitty music. I personally, I'm not a big fan of him, but I love one of his songs called "Glory of Love." It's in the Karate Kid 2, and that song is just really, really great. If I have like a meltdown or a mental breakdown in general, I'll listen to that song on repeat, and it just makes me feel happy. I can sing all the lyrics to this song and most of the other songs, but that's a song that really means a lot to me. So yeah. And then let's talk about David Bowie. Because Peter Cetera, who cares? David Bowie, hey. Ah, yes, my childhood. Let's talk about my childhood. For most of my childhood, I've listened to David Bowie. I still listen to him a lot. And he was just such a quirky guy. He had such a flamboyant stage persona, and it just makes me so happy to see people, it makes me so happy to see someone that quirky is comfortable in his own skin, and is comfortable enough in his own skin that he dares to show that to other people. Because I feel like a thing with David Bowie is you either hate him or you love him. I don't know if that's true. But he has a very special type of music. And only some people can listen to that. It's not all people who can listen to his music. Like this with all music, but especially his, because his has like an extra quirky touch. So yeah, David Bowie, he was just such a like a cool guy, such a big inspiration to so many people, and it was really a shame that he didn't get to make more music for us. In the end, I think the year before he died, or maybe the year of his death, he made some very dark music that I cried to a lot when I listened to it. Especially like Black Star and Lazarus. I cried my heart out to those songs, and just seeing the music videos, I could really. Like, I felt a pain that I had never felt before while listening to those songs, and it just made me feel so, like, it just gave me chills, if you know. Like, everyone has some music that can give them chills in a good and a bad way, and I cannot, for the life of me, tell you which kind of chills that those songs gave me. They just make me feel things that I don't know how to express, and I still like I didn't know how to express it, and I still don't. And like I to this day I have not listened to them more. It makes me sad, but because he was such a great artist, and he deserves more credit than he got, and he still like more credit than he still gets. And if I could handle listening to those songs, I would listen to those songs every day. And like I can't say what I don't know what it felt to go through what he went through. I don't know how it feels to go through what he went through. But listening to those songs, I feel like I got a taste of it, and it wasn't very pleasant. Oh wow, that got very, very deep. I could talk about David Bowie and his music for so long. But let me just say, David Bowie was an incredible artist who really deserved everything and more. Like, he deserved so much more than what he got. Like, he was just a great musician and an amazing human being in himself. I feel like if I could, I would 100% want to meet him. I can't, because, well, he did. But, like, if I had the chance to meet him, I would take it. Just because. Not because he was famous, but because he was just such a great person in general. Just an amazing human being who, as I said before, and I'll say it again, deserved way more credit than he got. And me talking about David Bowie, well, that's gonna wrap up for today. Because if not, I'm gonna be talking about musicians for hours and hours, and you guys don't want to listen to that. So let me say, if you want to listen to David Bowie, start it out easy. I would 100% recommend Heroes, Space Oddity, and Starman. The three like amazing songs, and you can like, and he has China Girl, and he just has so much great music. And he has done some great films too, like Labyrinth, one my favorite movie of all time. But like he's done some great work, and I could 100% recommend him. If you've never heard of him, I would say go Google that guy, see some of his live shows, see him like talking in interviews, and you will 100% like understand. Or you won't understand what goes through his mind, but you will probably understand my obsession with that guy. So yeah. Have a great day, guys. I hope you enjoyed this video, yeah, this voice recording of me talking about musicians. I really hope you enjoyed it. So yeah. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you guys for tuning in. I'll see you all later. Bye.